Welcome into the Windy City Bulls pregame show here on SportsSoundCloud.com. Luke Steffen with Kevin Palmer and Alex Reed. We are rapidly approaching tip-off for the Windy City Bulls seeking their 15th win of the season against the Canton Charge. Before we send it down to Joey and the crew for the call of the game, a quick key to the game from each of you guys.
Well, definitely contain the glass, limit the turnovers. Gotta limit the turnovers. The Bulls are in trouble. That's how they got in trouble in the first half. Limit the turnovers.
Kevin?
Your two table setters, Antonio Blakely and Cameron, need to come out, score, and those free throws.
And score.
I like both of those keys. Let's go courtside where Joey and crew have the call.
And we are live here at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates for the Windy City Bulls versus the Canton Charge. And before we get into our broadcast, let's send it down real quick to Amber Johnson for tonight's national anthem.
Please welcome Amber Johnson.
Back. That was Amber Johnson with tonight's national anthem here for the Windy City Bulls as they host the Canton Charge. The Canton Charge entered today's play with a record of 13-22, and the Windy City Bulls are 14-20. These teams matched up last night, and Windy City took the win 102-96. Again, this is your host, Joey Alexander, with Jasmine Morales and Anna Stanback. Didn't want to mention names again. So, yeah, we're here at Windy City. Also, the refs for tonight's game will be Donald Hudson, Fatu Stevens, and Brandon Schaub. So we're about to get set here for the tip-off. And before we do that, I want to ask you ladies a few questions.
Yes.
Again, as always, what do you think the keys are to tonight's game after seeing what we saw last night?
Well, my keys to the game will be them being more aggressive underneath the basket, protecting the ball, getting those offensive and defensive rebounds, and just making the buckets, easy buckets, not hard shots.
And Jasmine?
Yes, I definitely agree with Anna on that one, with making those buckets, making better shot selections. If a three is not working for you tonight, please do not keep shooting threes. One other thing that I will say is that they put a lot of pressure on our front court, so I do believe that we need to figure out ways to score today, whether it be using our backcourt more, driving those baskets in, and yeah.
Yeah, you ladies make very good points, and I'd say my key is, again, as always, I'm big on turnovers. And last night they had 18 turnovers to the Chargers' 16 turnovers. There's only a two turnover differential. But still, if you can limit that 18 down to 10, maybe even if that, this game could have been a lot less closer than it was, because it was down to the end before Windy City pulled away around the last minute of the game. So if they can just keep it intact, that would go very far for them. And as they introduce the starting lineup for your home team, Windy City Bulls, I will now give you the starting lineup for the away team, the visitors, Canton Charge. At their forward position, they're starting number 12, Roosevelt Jones, a 6'4 forward. And then Ja'Cory Williams, number 22, a 6'8 forward. And at center, Gerald Perry, number 18, 6'8. And then at guard, Marcus Thornton. He was a thorn last night in the Bulls' side.
Yeah.
He is 6'3", and he's playing guard. And then Kevin Ole Kibe, 6'2", guard, number 50. And for your home team, Windy City Bulls, it's going to be Jarrell Eddy at the guard position, Cameron Payne at the point guard position, Daniel Shefu at the forward, Jalen Johnson at the forward, and replacing Antonio Blakeney, who was up with the Chicago Bulls tonight as they face Washington Wizards, Michael Mulder. So that's your starting five for the Windy City Bulls and Canton Charge. We are just about to get underway for the tip-off. Again, Canton Charge wearing the maroon jerseys with yellow trim and yellow lettering. Windy City wearing their home whites with red trim and red lettering. So hope we are in for some good basketball tonight. Hopefully less turnovers by Windy City. Also, the coach for Canton is Nate Rinke, and coach for Windy City Bulls is Charlie Henry. It is his first year at the Windy City's head coach. He was head coach he was the assistant coach last year for Fred Hoiberg's squad. And Nate Rinke, this is his first season assistant coach from 2013-2014. So he is, this is his second year as the head coach here. So he's hoping that he has a better result from last night. Windy City looking to sweep the season series and go up 4-0 as we are just about set for the tip-off. Looks like it's going to be, as usual, Daniel Oshefu taking the tip against, looks like, Gerald Beverly. Yes, I was correct. I can tell the future.
Gerald Beverly.
One of Gerald Beverly, and we are just about for the tip. And Oshefu wins a tip for Windy City, and they will get the game started. So Cameron Payne now with the ball. Johnson gets Jarrell Eddy. Jarrell Eddy, quick three, and no good off the rim, but rebounded by Michael Mulder. Kicks it over to an open Cameron Payne, who drives down the lane. Open 4-3, Jalen Johnson just missed it out of the corner.
Yeah, the Bulls, again, need to be better aware of the shot selection that they are making and getting those rebounds. So the hustle needs to be on game on tonight.
Jones finds a slashing Williams for a layup and a one for Ja'Cory Williams. He gets the first points of the night for either team.
Now, Ja'Cory Williams last night had seven rebounds against the – no, he had – yeah. No, he had six defensive rebounds and 24 points last night. So the Windy City Bulls need to be more aware of Ja'Cory Williams tonight, because he is underneath the basket and getting those rebounds and making those easy points.
Yeah, boxing out is definitely going to be an issue with Ja'Cory Williams, as Cameron Payne now backs down his defender in the post. Does a little spin around, and it looks like he got blocked, but he fights through the contact and makes a nice basket by Cameron Payne.
Yeah, that's a real nice basket by Cameron Payne, because last night he wasn't having a good game.
Quick shot by Ole Kibe, and it is good. He was also another one of those guys who kind of got hot for a little bit last night for Canton, as Cameron Payne comes right up for a quick shot of his own and just off the side of the rim and out of bounds. Right now it's 5-2 Canton lead, 10:47 to go here in the first quarter of play.
Yeah, hopefully that the Bulls does not go on a shooting three spree tonight and just make better selections of getting inside underneath the basket.
Definitely, as Thornton brings the ball up for Canton. He's known for his hair. I looked it up. It is true. His trademark is his long dreadlocks. As Thornton receives the ball again, being guarded by Cameron Payne, as Ole Kibe shoots a high arching three. Good. Nothing but net for Ole Kibe. Wow, that was a beautiful shot.
Yeah, he's starting off really hot tonight. He had 5 points and 7 rebounds last night. So the Windy City Bulls need to really attack these Canton Newtons. I said Canton Newtons. Canton Charge. Oh, my gosh.
As Michael Mulder shoots three of his own, no good. But rebounded by Jalen Johnson. Put up a right hand and good for Jalen Johnson. That's his first point tonight. 8-4, nice Canton lead. 9:58 to go here in the first.
Yes, the Windy City Bulls need to do more of that, being underneath the basket, getting those rebounds.
Jones over, gets it over to Beverly at the top of the three-point line. Thornton now with the long three. Off the back of the iron, rebounded by Jalen Johnson, Cameron Payne.
Great. So they did. It looks like they looked at the film and they were not getting as many rebounds as they needed to get last night, but so far so good.
Yeah, these teams are very familiar with each other. This is their fourth time playing. So they definitely know each other's pros and cons and what they do good. I can't get the word out of my mouth. As Jalen Johnson misses a hook shot rebounded by Canton, brought back up by Ja'Cory Williams. As he's back down, gets it over to Gerald Beverly down in the post. And it is a foul, looks like, against Daniel Oshefu. So foul against Daniel Oshefu on Ja'Cory Williams, or Gerald Beverly. So
yeah,
he will shoot two. Gerald Beverly, one of his secret talents is he is a good cook, I guess.
He's a good cook.
He's a good cook. So ladies out there, Gerald Beverly knows how to cook. Doesn't a man, nowadays, yeah. So doesn't a woman love a man who can cook?
I mean, he could use a friend, you know, yeah. Cook for his friends. I mean, you're saying that I'm already hungry.
We're talking about Gerald Beverly's cooking. He makes the first of his free throws and rattles the second one on in.
Yeah, he had 2 steals last night against the Windy City Bulls, so. They need to attack him as well and protect their ball.
So Canton off to a quick start, 10-4, 9:03 left to go in the first as Cameron Payne now gets it over to Jalen Johnson, gets smaller defender Ole Kibe, sticks his finger in the cookie hand in the cookie jar, takes it away. But pass, long pass down court, no good. But Jarrell Eddy, I don't know what he's trying to do there. And a quick three by Jarrell Eddy, and good. At least that worked out for him.
Nice ball movement, really nice ball movement.
Yeah, he kind of mishandled the ball, but then once he got the ball back, he collected himself and made that easy three.
Janice talking. Ole Kibe, another three for Ole Kibe.
Right back at him.
As he continues to stay hot for Canton, 13-7 Canton, 8:28 to go here in the first. Jalen Johnson sets high screen for Cameron Payne. Ball gets kicked around, picked up by Michael Mulder, throws it down to Daniel Oshefu. Wide open for the slam. Daniel Oshefu.
Yes, that's him as a big man. Need to be under the basket, getting those dunks, easy layups. That was perfect.
Daniel Sheffer reminds me a little bit of the old NBA first overall draft pick, Greg Oden, as Marcus Thornton shoots a right elbow jumper. Good.
Yeah, Marcus Thornton. He's someone to worry about. 22 points last night.
It's Cameron Payne, now the ball handler, guarded by Ja'Cory Williams. Cameron Payne going to take it to the hole himself with a left hand. No good, but rebounded by the big man Oshefu. Gets fouled and one for Daniel Oshefu. Good job to stay with that ball after he got the first shot blocked. Kept with it, put it right back in, and it's 2 points with one coming up, hopefully.
We're definitely seeing a lot more presence from our big men tonight, which was one of our keys earlier in the pregame show. You're seeing a lot more presence from Oshefu and Johnson.
The basket didn't count. They called the foul on the first attempt, so the basket does not count. So he's shooting two. Chef out of Villanova, averaging 8.1 points a game. So he has definitely he's a national championship at Villanova, along with Archie Diacono. As Ole Kibe gets the ball over to Ja'Cory Williams between the circles. Marcus Thornton now guarded by Mulder. Ole Kibe, another three by Ole Kibe, and that one's way off.
Jarrell Eddy, I'm loving his presence on the court, and I think that him being out here is the key to the Bulls winning.
And as Anna's staying there, Jarrell Eddy hits a deep three from the left wing right there. Another good shot for Jarrell Eddy. He had a good game last night.
Yes.
Shooting 7-for-12 as Beverly takes a shot. No good. rebounded by Jalen Johnson, who brings it back up for the Windy City Bulls.
Yeah, it's good to see that the Bulls are attacking underneath the basket, getting those rebounds. That's something that they didn't really hustle last night doing.
So Windy City looks to keep it going as they get over to an open Cameron Payne. He pump fakes, kicks it back over to Oshefu. Gets down low to Jalen Johnson for the easy hook shot.
Yeah, that was great ball movement by the Windy City Bulls to get that easy shot.
So Coach Nate Brinke will take a timeout, and so will we, with the game tied at 15-15 with 6:38 left to go in the first. You are listening to Windy City Bulls basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live, SportsTownChicago.com.
I'm Jalen Johnson, and you're home for Windy City Bulls basketball at SportsTownChicago.com. Lag out.
And welcome back to the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates. Joey Alexander along with Anna Stanback and Jasmine Morales, as we are just about 6 minutes into the first quarter of the game, tied 15-15. Windy City off to a slow start, but they had a little run there at the end as Canton got off to a 10-4 lead, but Windy City came right back with a run of their own with a 6-0 run, with led by Jarrell Eddy and his hot shooting and tough rebounding under the basket by Daniel Oshefu.
Yeah, Jarrell Eddy is a key player to this game. He was a key player last night with 19 points. He also had 7 rebounds and 1 steal in last night's game. So by him contributing to tonight's game is a major key. Now that Antonio Blakeney is not within the lineup tonight, he had 29 points last night. So they're missing that key form. So I'm looking at Jarrell Eddy as taking on that slack now that Antonio Blakeney is not in the lineup.
So Jasmine, as you heard Anna talking about replacing Antonio Blakeney, that's always a tough thing to do, but now we see a little bit of Stefan Hanna, which we've not seen a lot of. It's his second game with the Bulls.
You know, Coach Henry put him in last minute yesterday night, and, you know, he got off to a rough start, but I think he found his way to gel with the team.
Stefan Hanna spent time in the European leagues, Lithuania, as Canton kicks the ball around the perimeter. Another shot by Mark Thornton, no good for Thornton.
Yeah, speaking of Hanna, he had a couple of steals last night, so that was an awesome thing to see that he can contribute with stealing the ball, being aggressive, not afraid to go after the ball.
He was definitely a pest, as you'd say, on defense for the Canton Charge, because Windy City put him out there, and no one really knows much about scoring. He's rough from shooting, but he definitely had a few steals,
yeah.
Caused some disruption, had some key turnovers down late that helped Windy City push through and close the game out. As we speak, Jalen Johnson gets the ball down low and for a good one-handed layup by Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, that is awesome. I'm loving that the Bulls are attacking the basket, being underneath the basket, making those easy shots. That is the key to the game.
Comes to Corey Williams now with the bank shot. Good, as he shakes his head no as he backs down the court. A little trash talking going on between the two.
He say, not here, not tonight. You're not going to block me.
As Daniel Oshefu now gets the ball, kicks it over to Michael Mulder between the circles, gets it over to Jarrell Eddy in the left wing, his spot, the shot, and good, no. Jarrell Eddy.
Jarrell Eddy is just so flawless with them outside three-pointer shots. I'm just loving the flow of it and the way that it just hits the basket.
Yeah,
it's like
Blake,
swish.
With Blake Neon, it's definitely a big thing that Jarrell Eddy gets himself going here early and stays hot for this Windy City team, as Ole Kibe drives in for a nice layup as Windy City now is up 20-19 with 5 minutes to go here in the first.
Yeah, it's, see, underneath the back.
Just missed an alley-oop by Michael Mulder as Daniel Sheffield lofted it up and it just missed it, but now Canton has the ball and it looks like they threw it out of bounds. Windy City ball as Terrell Tate checks in for Ja'Cory Williams.
Yeah, I can really see that the Windy City Bulls did study film last night and probably listen to some of our broadcasts about them being able to go underneath the basket and not settling for these outside shots, because I'm loving seeing these big men underneath the basket.
As Tyler Harris backs down, he's smaller Tate, nice little move. And foul called on, I believe, Tyrell Tate. Also, Grant Jarrett down there also with his hand on. Yep, it's going to be number 42, Tyrell Tate, with his first foul of tonight. So, Tyler Harris, the old Auburn Tiger, will shoot one or two. That's good. Tyler Harris was out here earlier working on his free throws because I don't think he was happy with his free throw shooting last night. A little rough for him.
Yeah.
So practice makes perfect, and these guys in the G League have to show that they're willing to put in the extra effort, because that's what they need to do to show the coach they want to play. As we speak, Carrington Ward checks in for Michael Mulder.
Yeah, because Tyler Harris, before his injury, he was an awesome underneath-the-basket player. He wasn't afraid to take those hits or get underneath the basket to make those dunks or layups.
Yeah, definitely trying to get his win back from that leg injury, as he only makes one of two as the ball almost gets intercepted by Carrington Ward, but retrieved back by the Canton Charge. So Marcus Thornton now gets the high screen by Jarrett. Jarrett going to drive to himself after the pump fake. And good for Jarrett with a nice little pump fake and then drive down the runway and good.
Yeah, you can see Jalen Johnson try to go in and attempt to block the shot, but Jarrett had so much control over the ball that he was able to score.
Jarrell Eddy with the right wing free now. Oh, and I thought that was good and just off for Jarrell Eddy. So I believe that's first missed shot of the night. Jarrett thinks about shooting, gets it over to Tate. Tate now top of the key too. Good.
Yeah. the point of the Windy City Bulls have to stay and can't charge face because they can make those outside shots.
Stephen Hannah's first shot of the night, no good. Tipped around and out on the far baseline. Windy City ball, okay. So we'll take that. Looked like a little confusion under there, but Windy City will retain possession, have 14 on the shot clock. Stephen Hannah, two inbound. Gets it into Tyler Harris on the close right wing. Terrell Eddy now drives up to the basket and fouled by Terrell Tate, looking around as he believes he didn't do anything, but as we say always in the NBA, no one ever believes they've done anything wrong.
Yeah, as you can see, Jarrell Eddy is not just settling for the three-pointer as he was driving in to try to get the easy two-pointer, but he was fouled, so that's a good thing.
Terrell Tate saying it wasn't me. He must have listened to Shaggy before the game.
Speaking of Jarrell Eddy, we got a chance to sit down with him the other night, and we were talking about the difference between playing at the G League level and the NBA level.
As he missed his first free throw, sorry.
And he said there's a different level when you go to the NBA to the G League. I want to be consistent. I want to give the same amount of effort on both ends of the floor, whether I'm in the NBA or G League. My energy output I can bring to the team. That's what he said. You're seeing it tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's definitely a different thing going up and down between the G League and the NBA. These guys are usually, especially if they're down here, as he makes one of two free throws. As they're down here, he is the man. He's a starter. And when he goes to the NBA, he's a late end-of-the-bench player, so he only gets a few minutes a game. So it's definitely an adjustment as Jarrett makes a nice little fadeaway jumper right there. So it is 25-22, Canton lead, 2:51 left as a scramble happens on the floor. Ball going to be rushed up by Thornton. He goes up and throws it out of bounds. Yeah. Windy City ball.
That turnover was by Hannah, and I can see that he needs to really get aggressive and take care of control of the ball better.
So as we hear, as the out-of-bounds play, looks like Coach Charlie Henry wants to take a timeout. We will take one as well. It is 25-22, Canton Lee, 2:44 left to go here in the first. You are listening to Windy City Bulls basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com.
Hey, it's Frankie, and the Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training and fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcasting and online media experience. I have watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and in Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can also specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. So come check us out. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks. On SportsTownChicago.com.
Welcome back to the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates. Joey Alexander, Anna Stambik, and Jasmine Morales. As we are just approaching the final 2.5 minutes of the first quarter, it is 25-22. Canton Charge lead. It's been a back and forth tussle between both these teams as they both try to find their grooves and try to take control of this basketball game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Bulls being more aggressive, attacking the rim, getting those rebounds, staying underneath the basket.
Corey Williams again down low, just misses an easy little hook shot over Duye Dukin, who throws it way up court to Carrington Ward, who looks like is out on Carrington Ward. So
yeah, that was a bad pass by Stephen Hanna.
So Stephen Hanna trying to up the pace here and do a little quick full court pass, just tipped by Canton Charge and was tipped off Carrington Ward's hand and out of bounds. So Canton now has the ball and are down the other side of the court. As Ole Kibe again, ball handling, gets it over to Jarrett. Jarrett pump fakes, goes up over the small defender, Harris, and no good.
Yeah, it's nice to see that the Bulls are being more aggressive, hustling for the rebound, and the Bulls got the rebound.
So Carrington Ward now gets it over to Duye. Harris now going to do a little spin move. Go. Nice little move by Harris under the basket with the left hand.
Yeah, that was awesome. Underneath. It was like sort of like a dip and with the left hand underneath the basket.
As Marcus Thornton crosses up Dukin and has a nice little step back 2-point shot for Marcus Thornton.
Yeah, it looks like they're not controlling Marcus Thornton too well. He scored 22 points, as I stated earlier last night. They need to really control him.
As Rel Eddie looks like he stepped out on the near foul line here. So it'll be Canton Charge ball right now. Kevin Ole Kibe, again, is a thorn in this Windy City side. He has 10 points early here, just in the first quarter. So yeah. They definitely need a key on him.
That's a big difference from last night. He only had 5 points. Yeah. So he doubled that. He has 10. So the Bulls need to be very aware of that.
As looks like some contact down low that Jones tried feeding it down to Jarrett. And Tyler Harris picks up the foul. That'll be his first of the night. And his third team foul.
Yeah, I like the hustle in Tyler Harris because he was trying to get a steal.
So can't inbounds the ball. Marcus Thornton, quick move around Carrington Ward, up and under, but no good.
Yeah, he was a little bit quick. If that shot would have went in, that would have just been an overall amazing play.
Carrington thought about taking it to the basket, but wisely backs it out, looking for something better, gets it back to Terrell Eddy at the top of the three-point line. Coach Henry yelling at Stefan Hanna, trying to tell him to clear it out. And he will do just that. Gets a little isolation for himself. Gets that screen from Tyler Harris. Puts up a three, but no good for Stefan Hanna. As the ball is passed quickly back up to Terrell Tate. Does a layup of his own, and just in and out for Terrell Tate, but he will shoot two as he's fouled there.
Yeah, I'm loving that I see the big man stand in the Kent Newton's face. Duye Dukin did his job to contest that shot. even though he was fouled.
Again, Canton Newton, it's the Canton Charge, but we will we'll
oh, my gosh,
to work
yes, correct me. I'm sorry. Yes. Why am I saying Canton Newton? I don't know.
Cam Newton owns his team right now. As the Titanic, we must go on. So the show will go on as Tate makes his first free throw.
I'm sorry, Canton Charge. You know, I'm just going to call you guys Charge instead of saying Canton. I'm just going to say Charge. The Charge. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I don't know where my head is right now.
So Tate, the Fayetteville State Collegiate Athlete, as he makes both of his free throws. 29-24, 30 seconds left to go here in the first quarter, Canton's lead. And turnover by Stephen Hanna again. So
yeah.
Hanna getting the playing time, not doing what you want, though. He's had a few turnovers, looking a little sloppy, maybe a little rusty from not getting the play.
A lot sloppy from Hanna since he's been out on the court, even last night. Even though he had a couple of steals, he still was sloppy last night. And again, tonight, he's a little bit sloppy.
Yeah, so if he wants to keep staying in the game, Coach Henry's definitely going to see some ball security out of him. And we talk about that. There's a foul on the court down low by Duye Dukin on Ja'Cory Williams. That'll put them in a penalty, and he will shoot two.
Actually, the call is on Hanna.
It was on Hanna? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that correction. And so, yes, Stephon Hanna now with the foul. So right now he's not doing much right.
I guess he's trying. He needs to find his rhythm because maybe his dribbling is moving too fast for his feet.
Maybe I think
and
he's
his passing
maybe
as
a little
well.
Out of control, getting in the moment right now. Hopefully he settles down, gets in a groove, and gets Windy City back on track here as they trail 30-24 with 20 seconds left to go here in the first. Former Conference USA Player of the Year Ja'Cory Williams makes both of his free throws.
Ja'Cory Williams is the one to really be afraid of. That man is scoring, rebounding. He's just an overall player that the Windy City Bulls need to.
He's doing it all, and he averages 14 points, 7 rebounds a game as Stephon Hanna hits a three of his own.
Yeah.
As the last seconds of the clock tick away in the first, and ooh, he almost had that as Roosevelt Jones shoots a half-court shot. We're here at the end of the first. It is 31-29 as we will take a quick break as Canton leads this game. You are listening to Windy City Bulls basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
I'm Charlie Henry, and your home for Windy City Bulls basketball is SportsTownChicago.com.
This is Brad Seymour, president of the Windy City Bulls, and you're listening to your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Welcome back to the Sears Center Hoffman Estates, as you are here for the Windy City Bulls basketball as they trail 31-27 as again they came out a little sloppy, so a few runs both teams back and forth. Defense was decent by each team. Windy City has 5 turnovers allowing 2 points, and Canton just 2 turnovers on 4 points. So Canton's coach will take that any day of the week, even though you want 0 turnovers, but 2 is not that bad for the quarter. considering what we saw last night.
Yeah, we need to see Windy City Bulls protecting the ball and not getting those turnovers, because the turnovers will hurt you at the end of the day.
Okay, so we just set the play, and we just kicked off the – or not kicked off, inbound of the ball for the second quarter. I can say kicked off the second quarter, right? That counts, right?
Marcus.
And there we go, cutting Tate to the rim, blocked by Carrington Ward.
That's great.
He's made a name for himself doing that lately. A few big blocks as Tyler Harris with the left hand. Looks like he got fouled, but no call. No argument for me either, him either, so I must be wrong.
Yeah, but it's great to see, like I said earlier, to see the Windy City Bulls underneath the basket, trying to get the second chance shots, things like that, getting the rebounds.
As the big man Jared misses his shot, as Cameron Payne now brings the ball back from Windy City, and they look to slow it down, says Coach Charlie Henry. He wants to get a set play here. Carrington Ward gets it on the right wing, gets it down to Tyler Harris. He's going to back down the much bigger defender, Gerald, who looks like a linebacker.
Yes. He really does. He just looked too strong.
Looks like his cooking, he eats all of his cooking because he is a big boy. As Jared gets the ball, gets it over to Marcus Thornton now. A little step back, top of the key. No good. Carrington Ward in on the rebound. Nice rebound by Carrington Ward. Good hustle play by Carrington Ward.
Yeah, it's great hustle. I see Duye Dukin out there. I want to see what he's going to contribute tonight, because he did contribute a little bit last night. I want to see what he's going to do tonight.
So Cameron Payne now ball handling, looks to get himself involved as he passes it right off the face, I believe, of Terrell Tate. But as Cameron Payne gets the ball back, dribbles him off. Top of the key, two-point shot, good. Campaign. That'll be his 4 points of the night.
Okay, he's starting off a little bit better than last night, but he really needs to slow his pace down and not be so aggressive with shooting.
Marcus Thornton has a highway right to the basket. That was an easy layup for Marcus Thornton.
Marcus Thornton drafted 45th by the Boston Celtics.
D.A. Dukin shoots up, jacks up a three, no good.
Yeah, and we needed a Windy City Bulls underneath the basket to get that rebound, but no one was there.
Marcus Thornton looks like he traveled, took three steps, but no call as Gerald Terrell Tate makes the basket.
Marcus Thornton is someone that the Bulls shouldn't be handing the ball over to quite as easily. Not the Bulls, but letting him score so easily.
Carrington Ward misses his first corner three of the night. Windy City trails 35-29, 9:17 left here in the second half. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com. As Jarrett pump fakes a three, moves in a little bit, a little closer, in and out for Jarrett as Campaign goes for the rebound and knocks it out himself. Campaign upset with himself, should have had that one, as Jalen Johnson and Daniel Sheffu check in for Duye Dukin and Tyler Harris.
And Windy City Bulls really need to find their rhythm right now to get back in this game, because if they don't, they will lose tonight.
So Michael Mulderin also to put some defense. He played great defense last night as Ole Kibe gets the ball knocked out or knocked it off his own knee. So that'll be Windy City basketball going the other way.
Yeah, that was aggressive defense by the Windy City Bulls to have him have the turnover.
8:52 left to go here in the second, 35-29, Canton lead. Cameron Payne now drives, loses it down low. It'll be on the floor, foul.
Yeah, it was like a bailout foul because he was kind of sloppy with that pass, because it looked like he was trying to pass, but he didn't know who he was passing it to. So he just got a bailout to get a two-point.
Free throw?
Yeah, free throw.
So they are going to give him free throw. I thought it was on the floor. My mistake. It is a shooting foul.
Yeah, because it looks like
against G-Bev. That's his nickname.
It looks like he was passing and not trying to.
But we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it.
And the first one is good for Campaign as he looks to get himself going before he heads back up to the Chicago Bulls, where John Paxson announced him, Felicio, and Zipser will be getting a fair share of their minutes for the rest of the season. So I'm pretty sure I talked to him last night as he makes his second free throw before I left the building, that he was excited to get the more minutes, and also that he's working on down here just getting his wind back coming from his injury that kept him out for the first half of this season.
Yeah, I think he should be excited about it. That's why I think he had such an awesome game with Windy City the first night, not last night, with the 29 points that he had scored.
As again, Ole Kibe with the right wing three. So he continues to stay hot. He now has 13 points, shooting 5 for 6 now.
Yeah, that is a big difference from last night.
As Cameron Payne makes a nice little fadeaway shot. As we approach 8 minutes left to go here, 38-33, Canton lead. Jarrett pump fakes, gets around Jalen Johnson, who left his feet, but got luckily to dribble it off his own feet.
Yeah, it looks like Cameron Payne kind of picked his pocket a little bit.
Carrington Ward in motion, in and out for Carrington Ward. That's a good shot by Carrington Ward. That's what you want, a good pass. One extra pass by Jarrell Eddy, setting up Carrington Ward in rhythm. The rhythm threes are always good. As Ole Kibe again, I feel like I've said his name 30 times
yeah,
already.
Yeah, it looks like he cannot miss right now. He's so hot.
Smallest man on the floor right now, making the biggest impact. As Daniel Osheffu with a nice little lob pass by Cameron Payne, and Cameron Payne pumps his chest as Coach Nate Rinke calls a timeout to stop the momentum by Windy City. And we are going to take a timeout as well with a 40-35 lead for Canton Charge with 7:30 left to go here in the first. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood. From SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio, from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
I'm Ryan Archiacchino, and your home for the Windy City Bulls basketball is SportsTownChicago.com.
Sears Center in Hoffman Estates. I'm Joey Alexander along with Anna Stanbeck and Jasmine Morales with Windy City Bulls basketball as they trail Canton 42-35 with 7:30 left to go here. And we have a quick sideline report from our sideline reporter,
thanks,
Charlie
Joey.
Ritchie.
Well, Charlie Henry was just getting involved and he wants Cameron Payne to get a little bit more inside and down the deep corner. They want to try and tap more inside the paint, get some more layups. Back to Joey, Jasmine, and Hannah.
Thank you for that, Charlie Ritchie. As looks like Roosevelt Jones missed the layup as Windy City heads back quick down in transition as Michael Mulder gets a nice transition layup to get this game down to 3 with 7 minutes left to go here in the second. As Tate now cuts to the basket with the right hand and good. What a good physical shot by Terrell Tate.
He was real aggressive. He was going to make that all the way underneath the basket.
So let's see if Charlie Henry's wish comes true as they try to get it down low to Cameron Payne as Jalen Johnson is upset with himself as he makes a bad pass.
A real bad pass. Like, who were you passing it to?
And Canton kicks it right back up trying to catch Windy City sleeping. And they almost do as a rebound dunk by the big man, the linebacker, Gerald Beverly.
He might as well be them. That should be his nickname, the linebacker. Not G. What is it? GB?
G-Bev. Let's talk about that. Charlie Henry not happy with what he's seen out of the Canton timeout. And they are going to take a timeout. We'll stay here as Osheffu discussing with the ref what is going on with Donald Hudson, referee Donald Hudson.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a miscommunication with the Windy City Bulls. They were unsure of who to pass it to, who was guarding who, or what was going on. But they need to really settle down, get it together, and be more aware. And even if when they get off their game like that, still go back into transition even though you made that one mistake, don't let that mistake affect you for the rest of the quarter. And that's what they did. They let that one mistake that happened affect them during that quarter.
During February, the NBA family celebrates Black History Month by honoring those who paved the way for future generations. And that tradition continues with NBA Voices as the NBA family works together to uplift communities. Share how you are improving your community using hashtag NBA Voices. So we are just getting ready to come back out of the timeout by Coach Charlie Henry as him and Gennaro Pargo, assistant coach Gennaro Pargo, draw up something to get this team back on track. And it seems to be a back and forth tussle for control.
Yeah. Speaking of Gennaro Pargo, I had a discussion with him earlier in the week about how he contributes to the Windy City Bulls, and he just lets them know to learn how to share the ball, control themselves as they're playing basketball.
And we have a quick sideline report from our sideline reporter, Charlie Ritchie.
Hey, guys, I was just listening to Matt Ranking, and he wants to get a little bit more matchup on the inside, similar to the Windy City Bulls. Still got a seven-point lead in the second quarter. Now back to Joey, Jasmine, and Anna.
Thank you, Charlie, for that update. So Windy City, yes, does trail, and they are shooting 48% from the field goal, which is actually not that bad, but they're giving up a 54% clip to the Canton Chargers. Jarrell Eddie jacks up a three, and good again for Jarrell Eddie. They're going to call a moving screen, I believe, on Oshefu, and Oshefu just waves his hand at the ref and says, get out of here. He is not happy.
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy either.
With Fatu Stevens, that's the referee, number 15, that's a rough name.
I wouldn't be happy as well. That shot by Jarrell Eddie was just like kiss the basket.
As Hannah reaches in, but there's a foul called on the floor as the ball bounces off Oshefu's head. He's still barking at Fatu as he gets a holding call.
He needs to calm down before he gets a tech, and we don't need him getting a tech. We need the big man to stay in.
Yeah, Jasmine, basketball is definitely a physical game, but you don't want your emotions to get the best of you.
Yeah, it looks like there's a lot of high emotions tonight, but I think they need to keep their head in the game. Let those emotions get the best of you, a distraction.
I think these two teams are probably about sick of playing each other as it's the back-to-back nights, and also this is the fourth time they played each other. Windy City again up 3-0 in the season series, looking to go 4-0 after tonight as Marcus Thornton now gets it down low to a cutting Beverly, who goes up and over everybody with a nice layup.
Yes, that was a great offensive move, not defensive. That was great underneath the basket, attacking the basket. That's what we need to see from the Windy City Bulls.
As Michael Mulder gets it over to Stefan Hanna, who gets it down low to Johnson. Johnson going to back down the smaller Jones. Body hits, backing him down easily. Ooh, bad cross paint pass by Johnson over to Terrell Tate, who almost makes a layup, but he gets fouled and will shoot two. Jalen Johnson had a small defender on him, backing him down with no issue. Yeah. Turned to his right and then looked back to his left. And he should have shot the ball.
He should have shot it instead of dishing it out to the Canton Charge.
Yeah, it's a good replay by Canton to intercept that ball.
Yeah, but I love how Jarrell Eddie did not just let him take that, did not let Tate just go in and take that easy bucket. He challenged him and got the foul.
Yes, Tate is a 79% free throw shooter, so he's pretty consistent from there. As he makes one of two, as the Bulls get it quickly back up to Michael Mulder. So Stephen Hanna now back in the game for Cameron Payne. So Windy City now with Stephen Hanna, Michael Mulder, Jalen Johnson, Tyler Harris, and Jarrell Eddie as there's a foul on the court against Gerald Beverly. That'd be Terrell Tate takes the foul. He will check out now. Bring back in Marcus Thornton. So look for a little bit more shooting for Nate Ranky.
I need to see more Windy City Bulls underneath the basket instead of the outside shot and getting those rebounds.
Terrell Eddie looks to stay hot as he jacks up a elbow two, no good for Terrell Eddie.
Yeah, and as I was stating about the underneath getting rebounds.
Nice LU pass by Roosevelt Jones. to Gerald Beverly for the finish. Stephen Hanna for three. Good. Stephen Hanna answers right back.
Yeah. It's great for the Windy City Bulls not to just let that alley-oop by the defending team affect their play and getting back into transition.
So now Ja'Cory Williams drives down himself with the left and rattles one home for Ja'Cory Williams. So it is now 9 points for Ja'Cory Williams as we have 4 minutes, 15 seconds left to go, 51-40 Canton lead. Again, Windy City without their leading scorer, Antonio Blakeney, who's up with the Bulls tonight as they turn the ball over and Canton turns the ball over right back. So it'll be Windy City ball going the other way as Carrington Ward looks to check in. Windy City gets a little smaller, but a little more athletic, a little more shooting on the court.
Yeah, this is a second chance point for the Windy City Bulls because they did just throw that ball away and the Canton Charge also threw the ball away. So the Windy City Bulls really need to score in this possession.
So it's like the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, Jasmine, am I correct?
Yes.
Jalen Johnson finds Jarrell Eddy at the top of the three-point line. And Jalen Johnson take a three of his own, and good for Jalen Johnson, who's been working on that shot constantly. As we saw yesterday and today, Jasmine keeps working on that three-point shot, and looks like it's paying off.
Yeah, I loved how Jarrell Eddy had the ball. He spinned around, then he tossed it to Jalen Johnson for the three.
And Stephen Hanna fights around the screen as Ole Kibe drives to the basket as Hanna rebounds it and brings it back up court himself. Looks like they're letting Jalen Johnson, the big man, run the point for a second as he drives down with the right hand and no good, but he will shoot two free throws.
That's great hustle by Jalen Johnson, not giving up and trying to go underneath the basket to score to get the foul for the two-point shot.
So Jalen Johnson averaging about 13 points, 8 rebounds a game. Pretty good stats for him. He's a rookie out of Louisville, coached under Rick Pitino, who is now not at Louisville for many, many reasons.
Yeah. We need him to stay underneath the basket to get those rebounds. The big guys need to grab those rebounds.
So Jalen Johnson makes both his free throws, cutting the lead down to 6, 51-45, 3:18 left to go here in the second, Canton's lead. As Marcus Thornton, the ball handler, gets it to Jarrett. Is it a foul down low? Looks like on Carrington Ward against Ja'Cory Williams. Carrington Ward holding his hands up like he doesn't know what to do with them.
Like the Bulls are trying to be aggressive, but as they are being aggressive, they're getting called for the foul. So maybe that's why they kind of lenient and not trying to be so aggressive. But I love the aggressiveness by the Windy City Bulls.
Speaking of aggressive, the most aggressive man tonight has been Ja'Cory Williams. And he gets the ball down low in the post with the right hook. And good for Ja'Cory Williams. Beautiful move.
Yeah, he's just unstoppable. I can't say anything about him, but he's unstoppable. The Bulls can try to stop him, but it looks like they're not.
11 points now for Ja'Cory Williams. Michael Mulder's defended by Ja'Cory Williams.
I want to see Michael Mulder go in and make his shots as well.
Hanna, three-point shot. Good for Stephen Hanna.
That was nothing but net.
3-for-3 tonight.
We'll take that every day of the week as Stephen Hanna now getting heated up. As Thornton shoots a three of his own and good as he answers right back. Anything you can do, I can do better, Thornton says.
That's exactly what it just showed. Going tit for tat.
So 56-48, just approaching 2 minutes left to go here in the first half of basketball. Jarrell Eddy three, no good.
Yeah, the three-pointer shot for him was a little bit too far to the right.
And as
nice
we speak,
block.
Kyler Carrington Ward goes up high to reject Roosevelt Jones. He sends that one out into the stands. Carrington Ward, the second block of the night. May not be hitting threes, but he's definitely rejecting some basketballs, and that's what his athleticism can do. This guy can jump through the roof.
Yes, as long as he can contribute to things like that as far as blocks, rebounds, the big guy like that, yeah.
As we speak, Carrington Ward gets the rebound, and Stephen Hanna trying to make it 4-for-4, and he does not. Just off the back of the rim for Hanna. As Thornton now rushes the ball back up the court, and loses control as Tyler Harris gets it up to Carrington Ward, who's gonna,
ooh.
Oh! gets wrapped around the neck by Jared, who was not going to let him have an easy basket.
I don't think that was a common foul.
Looks like the refs can discuss if they want to call that a flagrant or not. He definitely went up high on him. So we will see what the refs discuss. Yeah, they're going to call a technical foul against Jarrett. Yeah, that was a rough play, as you see. They're going to review it right now to see one or two.
He kind of wrapped him around his neck as he was trying to stop him from getting that basket. So, yeah, I don't believe that was a common foul. That has to be a flagrant.
It's definitely a flagrant foul. It's just a one or a two. Flagrant one is one shot. Two is two shots, I believe. And both times you get the ball back. So it's free throws and the ball and possession. So that's always a big thing.
Yeah.
So look at the stats right here. Jarrell Eddy with 10 points still and zero assists. So, I mean, he's a 3 for 5 from three. So definitely want to keep feeding him the basketball.
Yeah.
Try to replace that void that Antonio Blakeney has left.
Yeah, because he's the next man that I see to be someone to take over the game like an Antonio Blakeney would do or Ryan Arcidiacono would do. So I can see Jarrell Eddy stepping in that role and being the leader for the Windy City Bulls tonight.
Jazz, with this last 1:40 left to go here in the first half, your coach, Charlie Henry, what are you telling your guys before you come out of this huddle?
I think it's pretty simple. Continue to attack the basket. I want to see more of them under the rim and getting them offensive rebounds because they're missing their shots from the outside, and we need a big man in. And at times you see, their big man guard at the guard position passing the ball when we need a big man under that rim just in case they miss
the
shot.
So, yeah, they're going to keep it a common foul, no flagrant, as the Bulls players – I can hear them talking some of the words I can't say. But they were not happy with the common foul call. But anyways, Carrington Ward will shoot two free throws. Yeah. He makes his first.
That's odd because as you saw the play, he did wrap his arm around his neck. It was kind of aggressive. Like
a little clothesline.
Yeah, clothesline.
I guess the refs saw it different there. The final say, as always, as Carrington Ward makes his both his free throws. It is now a 6-point lead with 1:30 to go here in the second with Canton leading. Thornton gets the ball down low to J-Bev. No good on his shot as Jarrell Eddy going up for that rebound. Gets it over to Stephon Hanna, and he'll bring it across the timeline.
Looks like Jarrell Eddy is going to stand in his comfortable spot right outside the 3-point.
Stephon Hanna now finds Tyler Harris down low, gets a jumping Ja'Cory Williams and goes in for the nice 2-point layup.
Yeah, that's nice for him to stay inside underneath the basket. Hopefully he's getting his rhythm back because that's what I love to see with Tyler Harris.
Just about 50 seconds left to go here in the second as Canton leads by 4 as Thornton with a little step back, no good. As Tyler Harris rebounded for Windy City coming up with coming to the final 30 seconds of the first half. Harris drives right to the basket with the left hand, no good, as he flies the back out of bounds over the chairs. And now the 4-on-4 game as both players recover to get back on the other side of the court. Jarrell Beverly a little slower than Tyler Harris as Thornton now with the ball. Looks to clear out the space. Gets down low to, back over to Ole Kibe with a nice little over and under shot, no good. And out on Jarrell Eddy's hands as the ball will stay down here with Canton.
Yeah, his hands was probably a little slippery. He couldn't grip it. It just slid right out of bounds.
He's that LeBron chalk. This is now 10.5 to go here.
Nice block.
Ole Kiba gets projected, and Michael Mulder going to sprint up by himself. That's got to be a clear path foul. Slams it down just for fun.
I'm sorry, I got a little bit excited.
Referee discussed it over. That's going to be a clear path foul, and it should be, as he had a clear route to the basket, no one in front of him, as Thornton reached out and grabbed him. So clear path foul, which technical foul. That's going to be two shots for Mike Mulder.
Nice.
So the refs get it right this time.
Are getting back into the game.
So it's 56-52, 6 seconds to go as Mulder sets to shoot his first of two free throws. Technical free throws. First one's good.
They're finding their mojo. They're getting their mojo back. Let's go. Let's go, Windy City.
It's all about forcing those turnovers, getting those extra points. Or extra possessions, hopefully, that lead to extra points.
Yes.
And he makes both his technical free throws, and they will retain possession of the ball, which is huge.
That is huge. So they get a chance to tie the game or be up by one or take the lead, right? Yep. They can tie the game or take the lead.
Hopefully take the lead here as they come down to the final 5 seconds. Reletti, deep three, just short. And Thornton's going to rebound it, and that will bring us to the end of the first half of play here with the Windy City Bulls trailing the Canton Charge 56-54. You are listening to Windy City Bulls basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com.